You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
New tonight, a New Britain woman is accused of throwing a burger at a cashier at Wendy's because they got her order wrong. Police say 50-year-old Holly Bartolana went to Wendy's in Middletown Friday. She told police she was angry that they got her order wrong, more upset about how they tried to fix it, so she yelled, swore, and threw the burger.
That's right, starting at 9.9, today's Best Mix. Santa and Raven, breaking news.
That place is less than 2 miles from my house, right around the corner.
Do people normally assault others with hamburgers at that local Wendy's?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I've got to be honest. Now, I have been witness to some strange things there in that area, and it used to be a Subway actually in that building too, and it had a drive-through. The first and only Subway I've ever seen with a drive-through was a little bit strange too.
Maybe that's why she threw the burger, because she was upset the Subway was gone.
Yeah, it could be, but I think that there's probably better ways to handle it if you have a complaint at Wendy's.
Right. You think there's other ways to handle things when you get your order wrong at fast food restaurants rather than throw the hamburger at the person?
As a matter of fact, I have five different alternatives for you right here if you'd like them, Anna.
Yes, please.
Let's go with number five here. File a written complaint penned in chocolate frosty.
Oh.
I mean, that just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It drives the point home. It says, I want to support your product, but you're putting me in a position where I've actually got to complain and something needs to be done about this.
Have you ever tried to suck a chocolate frosty when it first comes out of that straw? It's like, you can't do it.
Yeah, aneurysm. Yeah. That's what's going to happen right there.
Yep.
How about this one? Challenge the Baconator to a no-holds-barred bare-knuckled fight out front.
There you go.
I'll bring it on. Huh?
Yep.
Mr. Baconator, when you're almost a pound full of bacon, you think you're so tough with your three patties or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, pal.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Burgers square, though.
Here's one. This
you know
will
what they
go
say
for,
about square burgers.
For really any... What do they say about square burgers?
They're better than round ones.
Square cheese.
Yeah, you know what? That does make sense. No wonder why they made
more
it square.
More coverage, man.
Yeah.
More coverage.
Why didn't we think of that?
Here we go. Here's a complaint. This is how you show your displeasure at any restaurant, any fast food restaurant whatsoever. Empty one of those napkin dispensers that they have so carelessly provided for the dining room patrons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you walk up, and a respectful person is going to take one or two, maybe three if you're getting real sloppy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another person is going to come. They're going to go grab eight because they're just wasteful, or maybe they want to stock up in their car or something like that. You empty one right in front of that person, just a single tear comes right down their cheek.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know when people get too many napkins and then they leave their extra napkins on the table? When you go to that table, do you use those napkins?
No.
You throw you assume that those are dirty. You throw them away. Like, you're not going to use their napkins. They've already selected them. They touched them.
I mean, if I trap something on the floor, that'd be one thing, but it's not touching my face.
Right.
It's not touching my face.
Right. You're not helping anybody by leaving them there.
Here we go. Item number four. Remind them of founder Dave Thomas's Me Too moment with a never frozen Dave's double back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody talks about that anymore.
Scandal.
We just act like it didn't happen.
Right.
He's done a lot of good things in his life since then, but that happened, all right? And number five, vow to actually complete one of those online surveys they print on a 5-foot-long receipt like CVS.
Right.
You know, all these are better than throwing a burger at somebody's head.
And that way you have a shot to win $300 in gift cards.
And you still get to eat your burger.
There you go.
I mean, she threw the burger. She left with nothing.
Right.
Sadness.
Exactly. The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.